Welcome, wombat folk and trolls, sorcerers and orcs, to Rated RPG, the fantasy role-playing podcast where we toss dice and have fun adventures with our friends. This is the Valley of Green Gold, episode 57. In our previous episode, Clubhead was keeping watch over the rest of the Whoop Whoop troop while they slept near the top of the Wizard's Tower. While Bunny, Silbeth, and Wendell had some very vivid dreams, a mouse approached Clubhead from the tower doorway. It seemed to want something, and although Clubhead does not have the spell Speak with Animals, he discerned that the mouse wanted to lead him somewhere and show him something. So he picked up the little mouse, put it on his shoulder, and then pulled out his tiny goat, Goatsy, and put Goatsy on his other shoulder. And then he quietly left the party sleeping and headed down the stairs of the tower. So you get to the bottom of the ramp where those double doors are there. They're closed. You open them up. The goat is bah, bah, making sounds. You open the doors. And you see that this circular room, the entrance room of the tower, that was once empty, is no longer empty. There are six undead that are standing motionless throughout the room as if waiting for a command. They are each armed. There's a skeletal turtle with a great axe, a skeletal turtle with a great club, and a zombie turtle with a great axe. You might presume these are all versions previously deceased of Skull the Barbarian. But then there's a zombie dwarf in full plate armor with a mace. You don't recognize him off the bat. There's a ghost of a satyr, and you don't recognize that creature at all. And you also see another zombie that you do recognize. The sixth undead is a zombie, but it is also Nikita Blade. And she is armed with a bow. Roll initiative.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
That was a bad stealth check to fail. Tell you what.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I have ways out of this.
I do you now? Do you now?
I feel like there's a horse coming. He's just going to cheese it.
Our horse is good at running up flights of stairs.
They were in the Shrek movie. That's the only time I've seen it.
All right, so turn order looks like this. First up, the skeleton with a club, and then the dwarf zombie, and then Clubhead, then Nikita Blade, the skeleton with an axe, the zombie skull, and the ghost.
The ghost.
We're going to start with the skeleton with the club, which happens to be the one that's right up at the top of the stairs, and with 5 feet of movement, it's able to get within melee range of Clubhead. So, it's gonna swing on you.
Ah! Swing on me.
Swing me on.
I'll be gone with Gaseous Farm.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, it swings at you to death. And a 19 will hit you, yes?
That hits!
So the damage on that is 3 bludgeoning.
Whoa!
And then comes a second swing with the great club. That is a 15 to hit.
That will miss.
Ah, he swings, hits nothing but air. And your goat says, bah, which means you suck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What an insult.
He's a trash talker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch out for him.
And a trash eater.
Next up, the zombie dwarf, who is actually the second closest to you and is able to use all of its movement to get within melee range of you.
Okay.
Zombie dwarf, zombie dwarf, zombie.
Sound like a moose.
That's what they call me.
Where's the mouse now?
A mouse is on your other shoulder.
Still hanging out?
I don't know. I think the mouse... Let me see if the goat... Let me do a roll to see if the goat fell off of your shoulder.
No!
I gotta do it. Why don't you give me a dexterity check, Clubhead, to see if you can maintain balance. We'll say it's a DC 10.
Oh, natural one!
Goatsy! Oh, shit! You're Goatsy! Goatsy fell off your shoulder!
No!
No!
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Don't let Goatsy die. We need him for future merchandising opportunities.
You're right.
That's right.
I must save Goatsy.
The zombie. And yeah, zombies don't typically have weapons in Dungeons & Dragons 5e, but this one does. He has a mace, and he's also very well armored.
That's crazy talk.
It is. He swings at you. He misses you badly. Maybe the goat startled him. He wasn't expecting that.
Startled by the goat.
Next up is Clubhead.
Okay. So Goatsy is on the ground, like in my square, probably?
He is, yes.
Oh, and I just got Goatsy. It would be tragic if he died already. So with my interact with object for the turn, I will scoop him up. So right now I just got my shield in one hand and Goatsy in the other. And I guess is the mouse still riding on my shoulder? What's going on?
Yeah, he's got little claws. He's able to hold on tight.
Ah, okay. So what I'm gonna do is I am going to provoke an attack of opportunity. I'm going to move away from these two, up the stairs.
First up with their attack of opportunity is the zombie dwarf. Missing horribly with its mace.
Nice.
Its hands are all covered with ick from it. And the skull, the skeletal skull with great club, swings and misses.
Whoo!
You're too fast for him.
Yeah. So once I get just out of their reach, I am then going to wild shape into a big ass goat.
All right. You wild shape. You turn into a big ass goat, and the mouse is clinging to your fur.
Yeah.
And the goat, Goatsy, is in your pocket. So.
Yep, exactly. Everything I'm carrying and wearing, it just gets melded into my form. So I guess Goatsy is like in a weird limbo state where he's inside of a larger goat.
Yeah, you're a goat nesting doll.
It's like a Gundam situation.
Yeah. He's running you like Pacific Rim. He's having a good time. All right, so you dash up the stairs as fast as you can. You look behind you.
Yeah, I need to make sure they're coming behind me.
They're not following you.
Oh, they're not? Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to keep running up the stairs.
You're running up the stairs. Everybody else, give me a perception check.
Perception.
Yeah, just a flat check. No disadvantage on this one.
19.
9.
Wendell's leg is kicking in the air like he's having a dream.
Wow. He's having a blast, man.
How come mine didn't show up?
I see a 24 for you, unless that's a...
Oh, there it is.
Silbeth, as you open this bag with a fart in it in your dream from Paracone, you wake up. And the aroma of flatulence is still hanging in your nostrils. And you look around, you don't see Clubhead anywhere, and you see Bunny sit upright. And Bunny, you see Silbeth sit up, and she looks like she just smelled a stinky fart. And Wendell's leg is kicking, and you look around, you don't see Clubhead anywhere.
Silbeth, did you see Clubhead leave?
Oh, what's that smell? Oh, what kind of god am I worshiping?
The best kind of god, Paracone brand associated.
I
shake Wendell. Wendell, did you hear Silbeth leave?
What?
Or Clubhead?
What? What's happening? I'm the most powerful necromancer ever. What?
That's right, you are, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Clubhead, I call out.
He was on guard.
He doesn't sleep, so it's not like... Does he use the bathroom? Does he poop? Do we know if he poops?
I don't think so. He must be in trouble.
I think he recycles all of his waste, probably.
Silbeth, you hear the sound of hoof steps clacking up the stairs.
And I would be bleeding. I would be bleating.
Bah! Bah!
Am I still dreaming? Is that a goat?
It sounds like a goat.
Is Buffy here?
Do we think it's... We better get ready for battle.
Maybe it's Buffy.
I don't know what that goat is.
Bah! Bah!
I'm sure it's just a goat. It's probably Buffy. It got lonely.
Buffy?
Aaron, give me an animal handling check for Wendell, and same with Silbeth.
18.
8.
Silbeth, you think maybe it could be Buffy. Wendell, you know what Buffy sounds like. That is not Buffy.
Oh, wait. Did you hear how that last bleat kind of goes down at the end a little bit? That's not Buffy.
Bear! Okay, I hear it on the second one, yeah.
I am going to ready Ray of Frost.
All right. You take your positions, and then all of a sudden this goat bursts through the door. What do you do, Emery? How does this go down?
I go, brr, brr.
You see a goat come running through the door. It's big. It's like as big, if not a little bit bigger than Buffy. Very muscular. And then you notice it's got mushrooms on it.
Wait a sec. Clubhead!
Brr, brr.
Clubhead, what's going on? Why are you a goat?
Oh, quick question. Do you poop? Okay.
What's happening? Wait, are you Clubhead? Nod once if you're Clubhead.
I clop my hoof down once.
That's Clubhead, all right.
Are you being chased?
Clop, clop.
Were you in trouble?
Clop.
Do we need to go confront something?
Clop.
Well, let's go, boys.
Lead the way.
Yeah, let's cook.
I turn around and begin running down the stairs again.
You follow Clubhead down the stairs. He leads you to the top of the ramp. Everybody give me a perception check.
Yeah, when we're starting to get close, I'm going to slow down and try to be a stealthy goat.
18.
15.
Oh, yeah, I'll go stealth as well. If
10.
20.
Yeah, if you guys see him go stealthy, then you'll go stealthy. So everybody give me a stealth check. We'll do a group stealth.
What? 11?
Uh-oh.
That's so sneaky.
10.
I got 18, actually.
What is my terrible stealth rolls? I got a +6 to this.
Yeah, dude, I got that? A +7. Oh, what are we doing?
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, clearly you guys are very excited, and you're following a giant goat.
Yeah.
Silbeth is the stealthiest among you.
Yeah, and I have a +1.
Wow.
You get to the top of the ramp, and you guys kind of all run into each other like the Three Stooges trying to go through a doorway. And it makes a little noise. And then you also see, well, some of you see, I would say Bunny and Wendell both notice that the doors at the bottom of the ramp are closed. And the stone trap that was sprung by Croaky is not reset.
I say, what's the plan, boys?
We don't know what we're fighting, unfortunately. Did you say they weren't following you? Clop once for yes?
Clop.
Are they tag pups?
Clop, clop.
Can you clop as many people as you saw?
Clop, 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 clop.
Whoa.
Six?
I wonder if they're not following him. I wonder if there's some way we could set up a trap.
Yeah.
Like, for example, how could we reset the stone trap?
Well, I mean, we don't even know what they are.
We don't, but we know they're bad, right? Clop once for yes.
Clop.
Did they attack you?
Bad. Clop.
Did she just say bad?
No, goddammit. What would it be to check to see if we can reset this trap, Jason?
You would need the stones, and those stones are gone. They're down in that entry room.
Well, first off, with the group of us, we got a couple big stones, if you catch my drift.
What is the mechanism that shot the stones out?
It was just like literally a net.
Okay.
Just, you know, the clasp or whatever broke.
Not like a giant device or anything. Okay.
Nope. Not much to it, really.
Well, I have torches and fire. Is there any, like, flammable thing we could do to, like, fire net them? That's not a thing, right? There's no such thing as a fire net in this.
Well, no, I mean, there is a net that's still kind of hanging up there into the ceiling, and you do have torches. I don't know if you have any oil or anything like that.
Oh, a net.
I have all the stuff. I got tinder boxes and...
Clubhead, you said they didn't follow you, correct?
Clop.
Did they come up the ramp at all?
Clop, clop.
So we can sneak down the ramp and see what's going on, maybe?
Clop.
Do you want to try that, boys?
Maybe the ones of us who are best at sneaking should try that.
I'm usually quite stealthy. Let me just stretch before. I woke up, you know what I mean? I wasn't in my sneaky vibes. Okay.
I am not usually very stealthy, but...
Don't risk it then. Let the stealthy ones go.
All right. I lay on the ground like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that movie where she was a spy with the old British dude.
Hello.
And then I try to go stealthy one more time. Motherfucker, what are we doing? I'm sick. I'm beside myself. What is this +7 but a pack of lies?
Well, I would stealth with you because I'm normally pretty stealthy too.
Yeah, there we go. Hello. Get us together.
Wow. Okay, well, it's actually lower than that because as a goat, I have less dex, but it's still a 21.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
While he stealths forward, I'm going to cast Mage Armor on myself.
All right. Get your AC 16, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to do False Life.
All right.
All right, well, I'm ready to go down. Clubhead, you ready?
Plop.
All right, so marching order then is?
Behind me, goat, because I have a higher AC since you're goated up.
Sure.
I'm snaking down the stairs. No offense to Silbeth.
So Bunny first, then Clubhead as a giant goat. Is Silbeth heading down too?
So we're trying to stealth?
Yep.
I believe yes.
Yeah, so the two of us are going to be ahead of the two of them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to stealth, sure.
Okay. You don't have to follow them. I mean, if they're going first, you can hang back like 30 feet or whatever. And
yeah, I think I'll hang a little bit behind. Yeah, I still have my Ray of Frost readied.
Ray of Frost is a cantrip, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Bunny and Clubhead the Goat stealth their way down the ramp as best they can. You get down to the doors, which are closed. What do you do?
Wait, I thought there weren't doors at the bottom of the ramp.
So the entrance to the tower is a circular room with staircases going up the inside up to a landing. And on that landing, there's the double doors. And then you open the double doors with the key, and then there was a ramp that went up. And so the double doors are at the bottom of the ramp, but they're at the top of the stairs on that landing. So there could be a little confusion there. But anyway.
Okay.
So you're staying back,
well,
right?
I'll move close enough to the doors that I can hear things, but maybe not be visible.
Okay. I get what you mean. So Bunny and Clubhead are at the doors.
First, I put my ear to it to see, can I hear them, like, anybody talking on the other side of it? Is that perception?
Yes.
19. Do I hear anything?
You hear some very minor shuffling, but no voices, no speaking.
Okay, they're playing cards.
Clubhead, I can hear them just like meandering about. Do we just burst open the door and try to like surprise attack them? Clop once for yes?
Very soft clop.
Oh, tremendous. Oh, okay. I put my hands up, and I'm going to do like a 3, 2, 1, and on one, I'm going to burst the door. I say that. Okay, when I get to one, get ready to do whatever goats do, man. And then I pull out my club seat. 2. And then I kick open the door, and I say, prepare for an ass whooping you've never experienced.
Roll initiative.
All that stuff just to be stupid, baby. That's what I'm talking.
I think Jason's being very generous on what we're able to communicate with a goat.
Hey, it's a goat with my mind, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet
dude,
mother.
What is going? We are so naturally good at stuff that is not going our way.
Yeah. That's let's just let them all go first. That should be fine.
Wow. Oh, natural one. Natural.
I accidentally hit the button twice, Jason. Should actually be a 4.13, not a 3.13.
Yeah. Don't you cheat him, Jason. Come on. Now.
I
be
won't.
Fair.
I won't. He'll get everything that he's got coming to him.
We all will, I'm sure.
Wait. Our highest roll was 13.
And dude, yeah. I have a natural not plus 9, and I got a 13.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready for a TPK, everyone?
We always say that, and we have not died in years, okay? Oh, wait, no, I died like 6 months ago. Never mind.
Yeah, you've, of just, all of you, yeah.
I just had a dream where I was alive and choosing two different paths, so certainly I won't die in this battle.
I just had a dream where God farted on me.
I had a dream where I won a wrestling match. It was pretty dope, so, you know.
What are dreams?
I mean,
they're like goals in your mind.
Here are the initiative numbers that you need to know. The skeleton with an axe has a 19. The skeleton with a club has a 17. And then Bunny DePayne in slot 3, followed by the satyr ghost, the zombie skull, then Wendell the wombat, then Nikita Blade, Clubhead, Silbeth, and the dwarf zombie, rounding out our turn order. So first up, it's the skeleton with the axe. And our first player on deck after the next one is Bunny DePayne. So, skeleton with the axe is near the bottom of the steps. None of them are surprised. They all know that somebody was coming. It starts heading up the stairs, but it doesn't make it quite to the top of the landing. Next up in the turn order, the skeleton with the club. He is right next to the doors, and he will step right up to Bunny DuPain, the first one at the doors, and is going to start swinging his club. A 10 misses.
That ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, you duck, dodge that one, no problem. But then it's followed up by a critical hit.
Oof.
Well, shucks.
That's 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, that's it?
As he whacks you in the arm.
Okay.
Could be worse.
Been a lot worse.
Could be a lot worse.
It has been worse.
How wide is the ramp?
10 feet.
10 feet is how wide the spell grease is.
Oh.
It sure is.
In case anyone's curious.
10 feet is how wide Club Goat is, in case anyone's curious.
Really? Are you large size?
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's large. Yeah. He's large enough to ride as a mount. Yeah.
He's thick size.
Oh, so to go back to clarify the thing in the turn order, Brad, yeah, you had a 4.16, and so does Clubhead Emery. So you guys will have to figure out who's going to go on that turn first. So the skeleton with the club swings and misses, and then swings and hits with a critical hit on Bunny DuPain. And speaking of Bunny, you're up.
Ooh, oh, you son of a bitch. If I remember correctly, Wendell has a weird, greasy kind of situation. Wait, hold on. That, but not like a disease, it's a spell, if I remember correctly. This is my inner monologue. Is there anyone who I could storm the ring on? Because there's one in my face, right?
Yeah, and you know, you know from when the rocks tumbled down the ramp and you guys stepped out of the way, all of those rocks flew off of the landing. Now, the skull that is standing in front of you with the club, he's mostly skeletal. He's only like 10 feet away from falling off the edge of the ledge, and it's like a 20-foot drop.
I would love to move 10 feet and then hit him with a whole lot of shoving love and do my Storm the Ring.
Unfortunately, you are right there in melee range. So if you move back 10 feet and then forward 10, he'll get an attack of opportunity.
I mean, I could just like hit him 4 times in a row with a club seat also and just stop being cute.
Something so cute.
Yeah, man, let me get down and let me get fucking nasty with it. You know what I'm saying? Like real freak boy shit. I look at him, I say, nice hit. You kiss your mother with that club. And then I swing my club seat the first time.
He ducks down and he puts his head into his shell and you bonk his shell. Does no damage to him.
Oh, this son of a bitch. I come back around with a 24. I know that hit, baby.
You wait for him to pop his head up and you bonk him right on top of the head for 8 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, we call that whacking asshole where I'm from. And I'm using one of my ice cold points to get the 2 more hits. So here's another 23, baby.
Oh, man. He got his bell rung so well the first time. He keeps his head up. And then you hit him again.
Yeah, 19 hit.
And then you hit him a 3rd time. You hit him.
Wow.
So 25?
Yeah, it's 16 plus 7, 23 total. He's still standing there, though.
Does he look any kind of, like, hurt?
Yeah, you figure that you've knocked about half the life out of him.
Oh, could I? I'm not going to shoot gonna let me do this. Could I use one ice cold point to, like, for defense?
Yeah, I mean, the ice cold points, yeah, totally fine.
Okay, I'm spending the cash. All right, and then I'm good.
Next up is the ghost of the satyr near the front door of the tower. The ghost hovers up in the air about 20 feet, which makes it level with the landing that you guys are kind of at the entrance of. And it starts moving toward the landing, makes it about halfway across the room. And that's what it does. It just stays right there. And then the zombie skull proceeds up the stairs, moving past the skeleton with the axe on its way to the fracas. And that is its turn. It is now Wendell the Wombat's turn. Clubhead and Silbeth coming up quick.
Okay. How far down is the ramp?
The ramp in total is like 60 or 70 feet. You're about halfway down the ramp, so 30 feet, give or take. Most of your spells will land within that distance.
Okay. I'm thinking we don't know if they'll come up the ramp or not, so there's no guarantee that we can funnel them into the ramp.
So far, they haven't really gotten more than just like a couple of feet up on it.
I'd be kind of curious if they'd go back to their positions if we just stepped back beyond the threshold or something strange. And Wendell will mutter this to everybody, like, as he's approaching. Have we considered the fact that they might go back to their previous positions if we don't go out of the ramp? It's entirely possible that they have some strange behavior that they're supposed to. Anyway, never mind. I'm going to cast a spell.
I think they might somehow be guardians of the secret room. I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Once Wendell gets down sort of behind the goat and Bunny, I guess I'll try Grease, because it seems like there's three zombies all clustered together right now, doesn't it?
There are. There's really like four undead near the top of the stairs, and that distance that they are apart from one another is really only like 25 feet. So depending on the size of your grease patch.
Yeah, could I hit those three with a 10-foot grease patch?
Well, yeah, you can hit those three that are all clumped together, but the dwarf zombie on the other side can't. Yeah, the clumpers. You can catch them.
I want to hit the clumpers.
Hit them.
All right.
Hit them with it.
Grease.
Wendell casts grease on the 10-foot square right where those three undead are standing, the ones that are waiting to attack Bunny DuPain. And they all need to make dexterity saving throws or fall prone. And the ones that are on the stairs, one that's at the top of the stairs, if he falls prone, he could fall all the way down the stairs. Actually, the one that's on the edge of the stairs could fall down too. So let's hit all three of those and see what happens here. That is a 5 for the one at the top.
Yes.
He falls prone, but he does not fall down the stairs. The second one is a zombie skull. And that was a 17. So he stays standing. And then the skeleton with the axe rolls a 17 as
Damn
well.
It.
So, yeah, you only got the one at the top of the stairs, the one that's really pretty badly damaged. He is on his shell. He's on the back of his shell, or kind of on the side of it.
That'll work.
And that grease is there for 1 minute.
Cool. Except I'm behind it. Wait, do we still have line of sight into the room from behind the grease?
You can see into the room enough, Silbeth, that you see a ghost hovering kind of in the center of the room. And you see a turtle kind of on the back or side of its shell on the ground, but you can't see the other undead in the room. Anything else for Wendell?
No. Silbeth can probably see the dwarf zombie.
Not really, because the ramp is kind of comes down. You guys are kind of over off on the side a little bit, so it's not quite lined up. But
oh, right, gotcha.
Yeah, you can't quite see the dwarf zombie. Can't see Nikita Blade because she's down on the stairs. But that's about to change because she is going to be coming up the stairs. And she moves pretty quick. She's able to get to the top of the stairs. And
do you want to hear my Nikita Blade song?
Yes.
Oh, Nikita Blade, did you ever go into the mines and have to know that Madame Schmoopy had your toe? Whoa, oh, Nikita, you had your toe, bitch. There you go.
Wow.
Very nice. She was going to shoot at you with her longbow, but she's not going to do that now.
Awesome. Because I thanked Elton John for her.
You've won her favor.
Cool.
Yes. Good job. But she is going to shoot at one of the other creatures that she sees on the ramp.
Is it the skeleton?
No, it won't be any of the bad guys. Let's see.
Good try.
Silbeth is out. She sang a beautiful song. Wendell is 1-2, Clubhead 3-4, Bunny DuPain 5-6.
Rolled at 5 already.
Bah! 3. Oh, goat.
The giant goat.
Big goat. Bah!
Big goat energy.
Big goat on campus.
And she shoots. With a 19, she hits Clubhead Goat for 9 piercing damage. Second one coming at you, 23 to hit for 9 piercing.
So she's done 18 damage to me?
Yes.
Hey, I got one goat hit point left.
But that's the extent of her attacks. So it is now your turn, Clubhead.
Hey, perfect. Well, I didn't want to be a goat forever. In fact, I just wanted to be a goat for long enough to absorb a couple of attacks. So as a bonus action, I can revert back to my normal shape.
You do have a charge attack.
I do.
As a goat.
Yeah.
And you're not in melee range of the attacking undead at the doorway. So you could use your movement to back up and then get a 20-foot straightforward charge, and you could hit Nikita Blade or the prone skeletal skull.
Ah.
Can you do the Super Mario move where one turtle knocks all the other turtles down?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
on
I could
high enough
do that.
Roll.
And with a bonus action, I could revert back to my normal form at the end of it. So that's probably a good idea. You know what? Screw it. What's Nikita Blade wearing?
She is wearing leather armor.
Leather armor. So she probably doesn't have that high of an AC. Screw it. I'm going to charge her.
All right.
I back up, and then I run straight at Nikita. And I'm going to use my inspiration for this attack roll.
Nikita, I love you so.
Yeah, girl. What's up?
All right. I got a 14 on the D20, and the goat has a +3 strength, and I have a +3 proficiency bonus, so that is a 20 to hit her.
That is a hit!
Woo! Huzzah!
Yes!
Woo! And because I charged her, I do an extra 2d4 points of damage, so that's 4d4 +3 damage!
Dude, let's go!
Nice. Yeah. That is 14 points of damage!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Good job, goat.
Thank you.
That's quite a chunk of damage, and a strength saving throw from her is going to determine whether or not you send her flying off the edge. She gets a 16 on her strength saving throw.
Oh.
You nudge her, but she doesn't go off the edge.
Well, that's okay. I, before her very eyes, transform into the mighty clubhead.
Yes! All right, anything else for clubhead?
As my interact with object, I will, because I'm assuming Goatsy is back in my hand, because that's where he was when I transformed.
Yeah.
I'll put him into my pocket.
Okay. And the mouse is still on your shoulder.
Okay, cool.
Holding tightly. Terrified, but holding on.
It's got to be, you know, impressive to her when you change from a giant goat into a tiny, moldy creature standing in front of her.
She is unimpressed. It is Silbeth's turn.
Well, you are clearly, Aaron, and I'll take that.
How many people can I see if I move so that I'm not in melee range, but I'm nearer to the grease area?
You could see two of them without being in melee range. You can see the skeletal skull, who's kind of on his back, and Nikita Blade, who's in front of Clubhead, who's in front of you.
Boys, how tough do we think these enemies are?
They're looking tough, my friend.
Clop.
I mean...
You're still a couple mentally?
Yeah.
Okay, why not then? I'm going to cast a third level Chaos Bolt.
Ooh.
It's getting at real. Nikita. And I will use my inspiration. Oh. 10?
Uh-oh.
No, unfortunately, it's not enough. Even though you avoided that natural one by going with advantage, a 10, the Chaos Bolt whizzes past her and dissipates in the air, not hitting its target.
I'm going to spend 2 sorcery points to use Seeking Spell.
All right.
I get to reroll the d20.
All right.
I guess I'll reroll the natural one. 22.
You tap into the sorcery magic inside of you that Perricone gave you in a fart bag. Just as the Chaos Bolt is dissipating into nothingness, it reforms and slams into Nikita Blade from behind.
Yeah!
You did 11 points of damage with a 4 and a 2, and then thanks to the higher level cast, you get to add 7 of that, so 18 total, but your damage type would be one of the initial D8s, which is a 4 and a 2, which is force damage or cold damage.
I guess I'll use force damage.
So you blast Nikita Blade with this force of the Chaos Bolt, and you strip away 18 hit points and a lot of her flesh.
Yes.
In the process.
Don't you remember, Brad? The undead, they're vulnerable to cold. You fool. You fool.
You know, I thought about that, but my brain is still in 3.5 edition.
All right. Nikita is looking very ragged. You really did a number on her.
Cool.
All right, anything else for Silbeth?
Nope.
All right, the dwarf zombie, who has a mace in his sweaty little palms, is standing next to Clubhead, and so he's going to take advantage of his proximity to this horrible creature, the likes of which he's never seen before.
Who are you calling horrible, maggot breath?
He swings a 17. Does that hit you?
That's right on the money.
Oh, no. And he does... That's 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
As you take a little bit of a whack.
My nickels and dimes!
No!
he's not, like, happy that you're mocking him, so he attacks you again.
Oh, boy. That was
he misses. He misses. He's got to wipe his hands off. They're covered with zombie goo.
Just stank.
Yeah. He's just going to stay right there. Next up in turn order is the skeleton with the axe. Unfortunately, everybody's kind of clumped up here on the top of the stairs and the top of the landing. He can't get anywhere. And the floor is all covered with grease. So he's just going to stand there and wait his stupid turn.
Wow. Funny.
He's going to have to make another dexterity check in that case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he dumb.
All right.
Fall.
And that is a two.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Excellent roll.
He slips, his skeletal turtle feet slip and slide on the grease, and he falls prone. And I'm going to give him a dexterity saving throw to see if he can catch himself from slipping and falling down the rest of the stairs, and perhaps off of the edge. Dexterity, that's an 8. That is not going to help him at all. And he continues to fall down the stairs and then off of the edge of the stairs. So he's going to take a little bit of damage here.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, and the turtle takes 3. He takes 4 points of bludgeoning damage. Good day. As he falls off the edge. Clunk.
Nobody will get that reference, but I love it anyway.
Okay, that's enough for me. So yeah, 4 points of bludgeoning damage, and that turtle is now on the ground lying prone, but not dead or anything. Well, he is dead, but he's not defeated. That is that foe's turn, and Bunny DePayne is up.
Okay, so there's a turtle laid out in front of me, right?
You got it.
Could I super kick that motherfucker to maybe knock the other one down and have him all fall to the bottom?
Super kick.
Yeah, I'll give you a kick.
All right. I say, hey, I see you at the bottom, you son of a biscuit. Bam! 25.
Woo!
Wow.
All right, you kick this.
Kick is just a kick.
When did Silbeth become a crooner?
Paracone is he's a god of entertainment. She
That's
found
right.
him true
That's
calling.
Probably what happened.
That's right. That's yes. Inspiration to Brad.
Yes.
Unless he's just cursed again and now has to sing all the time.
Oh.
I don't know.
I didn't know he was playing the game until you pointed it out, Dion.
He's committed to the full bit.
Yeah. He's committed to the bit now.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you kick this turtle really hard. You do some damage to it. You see that its shell is all cracked and stuff. Probably not much left in this fight for this guy. But I want to give you a chance to have kicked him off the edge. So I want you to roll a d20. On an 18 to 20, you kick him off the edge.
Super kick.
Super kick.
Okay. Super kick! That's not a super kick. That's at best a marginal kick.
Just a regular Walmart.
Walmart special kick. And he does that thing where you kind of kick him off center and he just kind of spins on the back of his shell.
You really should join Slam's Club.
That's good.
Wee!
Could I potentially do something real stupid if you'll let me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to get some space for my spellcasters. Could I slide down on top of this turtle somehow?
You have movement yet. You could, get on top of his body.
Can I surf him down the stairs is essentially what I'm thinking in my brain. Because there's grease.
Are you pulling a Legolas, dude?
I just, look, yes. Don't you want to fight next to a friend, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hit him once, which means I can potentially do 3 more hits. Can I kick him, run after him, skip him like stones or something? I just want to get him down the stairs. Because that'll do additional damage to what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to do that, I will allow you to get on top of him, and then you're going to have to make an acrobatics check. If the acrobatics check is good enough, then yes, you will be able to propel yourself forward. We'll figure out whether or not you're able to go down the stairs with him, or whether or not you and him fall off the stairs.
You know what? I'm like Jay-Z. I never fell off a day in my life. Plus, I got inspiration. So first things first, acrobatics check.
Yep.
Guys, should I use inspiration for this or wait?
I mean, if you want to do something cool.
Fuck it. Inspiration with it. Bam! Bam! There we go, 23.
Oh, nice. Oh,
nicely done.
Yeah.
It would have been a 13 if you didn't, but it's a 23 because you used inspiration. So you leap upon this prone skull skeleton turtle and push off with your feet as you do it. And yes, you're able to ride this skull in the direction of the zombie that's right behind him and then down the stairs. I'm going to see if you're able to do that. Give me another acrobatics check.
So Beth, get the Beach Boys songs ready.
17!
Hey, come on, tell me that does it. To yes. do it, and you yes. ride him all the way down, curving around the edge of the stairs.
Now, here's my last question. This might be cheap, but can I use my stump attack as my other attacks as I'm sliding down with him? So I'm like stumping in his, because I do have those other attacks. I'm just saying.
Do you want to stomp? Okay, yeah, stomp him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, they used to call this the crow's head two-step back in the day. Bam! A 9. That whiffs. I got 2 more attacks. Yeah. So I spent a point. That 23, I know that stump hit. And I know that 19 stump hit. So he took another 19 damage.
Hold on. So you got the first kick, right? You kicked him, and he didn't go anywhere. And then I let you use your second attack to do the acrobatics thing to like ride him down the stairs.
Then that's my bad.
So you've got the stomp that didn't work followed by the stomp that did. So 10 points of bludgeoning damage is what you do, but then you're also going to get some extra damage, a D6 as he slams into each step as he propels down the stairs. And that's going to kill him, regardless of whether or not he makes it. So.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, we're going skull surfing, gonna have some fun. Yeah, we're going skull surfing, look at everyone. Oh, yeah, going skull surfing, gonna have some fun. Gonna go and skull surfing, gonna have fun. Smash his head on the stairs.
All right, excellent job.
Wow.
A little pitchy, so you don't get inspiration on that one. But hey, a little pitchy. It's a good effort. A little pitchy. So the zombie skull that you rode past, you did knock him over, so he is now prone as you went past him. And you didn't do any damage to him, but he's prone in the grease. Yeah, Bunny,
I've
you're
been
still
there on Saturday nights.
You're about halfway down the stairs with the corpse of the skeleton underneath your feet. Anything else for Bunny? I don't think there's a whole lot left for you.
No, I think I've done all I can do. I just put a thumbs down on top of
it. That was a very eventful round.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Inspired. You get inspiration.
Hey, welcome back, inspiration.
You might be able to title this episode Turtle Surfing.
Turtle Surfing is good, yeah.
Nice.
The other one I was thinking of was Go to Palooza, but Turtle Surfing.
That's not half bad, baby.
So this satyr ghost that's been hovering in the center of the room has been watching this all unfold, and it starts heading toward the landing. And as it gets just to the edge of the landing, something happens. You guys have not really seen ghosts before. None of you have. And you're all within 60 feet of the ghost as a pulse of energy and light gets your attention, enough that you look up, and you all need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh,
mama mia.
Is it a ghost fart?
A 4.
Ooh, natural 20. You can't trick me, ghosty.
Nice. You gotta fight him for all of us, apparently. I'm done.
Oh, dear. I only got a 13.
Oh, me and Brad are cut.
I got a natural 1.
Oops.
Oh. You did. So here's what's happening. First of all, we're gonna start with Bunny DuPain. You are immediately terrified and frightened. You also failed the save by 5 or more. And so I need you to roll a 1d4.
Uh-oh.
Which one of these will make me poop my pants? 3!
Well, you don't poop your pants, but you do age 30 years.
Oh, holy crap.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
How old was Bunny DuPain before this?
He was like mid-20s is what I imagined.
All right. Now you're mid-50s.
Okay. That would kill Wendell instantly.
Dear God.
He only has 3 more years of life.
All right. And we're not done yet.
I do not know how long Ophidians live.
Oh. I think we're going to find out.
And that is episode 57 of The Valley of Green Gold. What We Do in the Shadowfell, our monthly rated RPG live stream, happens the last Tuesday of each month. The next one is Tuesday, April 30th, 7 p.m. Central Time. Our last live stream was amazing, and it ended with a huge cliffhanger. So if you want to get caught up on those, or just, you know, take a look at the last one so that you're ready for our next live stream, you can find them at patreon.com/ratedRPG. You can join our Patreon for free and get access to things like that, and the table of potentially decent random stuff is there for you to see and use in your own games. You can also support Rated RPG at patreon.com/ratedRPG, like the wonderful folks who provide us with rations and adventuring gear, folks like Christian Go, Risky Business, and Johnny Garlic. Many thanks to our gorgeous Phoenix Brigade supporters, Jerry Veit, and our podcast editor, the incomparable audio transmuter, Elizabeth Parcells. All hail the GPB. Thank you to our dukes, the Wizard Weary and Turtle and Crow, for providing roles on the table of potentially decent random stuff. We appreciate it. And thank you to the Merchant Harbor Gazette supporters. You are a big reason Rated RPG is still chugging along. The Crow Island Sawmill is closed. Sawmills, you know, they're pretty simple. You put a log on the conveyor rails, you pull the handle, and then it engages the gears and the log moves gradually through the unrelenting saw blade, and voila, the log gets sawed right down the middle. But what if you laid down on the log rails and let the conveyor move you inch by inch closer to the unstoppable saw blade? That could be fun. And what if you and your buddy, like, took turns doing it? That could be more fun. Add blindfolds and then gamble on who would get closer to the blade before they jump off. Oh my gosh. According to the official coroner's report, that's exactly what happened to Grey Wolf 99 and Will Parker. Now, for the record, Will Parker was winning, but his belt got caught on the conveyor chain, and as the saw was chewing through him, Grey Wolf tried to get him off the conveyor, and then Will wouldn't let go of Grey Wolf, and so the sawmill is closed for cleaning. And we have placed some of the slices of Will and Grey Wolf into the bucket of friends. On behalf of everyone around Ye Olde Gaming Table, stop messing around. It's dangerous here. Thank you for enjoying the Rated RPG podcast.